بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحابته والتابعين. اللهم اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم إنا نسألك أن ترزقنا الإخلاص في النيات والأقوال والأفعال برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, praise be to Allah, the one who created us from one soul. Praise be to Allah and glorify to Allah, the one who brought all of our hearts together to come to this place today. It is really a big bless from Allah Azza wa Jal to come today at one place. I would like to start off passing my gratitude to Sheikh Hamza, my beloved brother, and his brothers and sisters in the Zaytuna, who spent a lot of time preparing and organizing for this event. Although it seems very simple and very easy to come for one day or maybe 2 days and leave, but those who've been working for the last, I would say, at least 6 months, they really did a very good job. And this shows the unity. And I would like also to congratulate all of us that we've chosen the topic of this conference, which is unity through diversity. I don't know why do we need to talk about unity while we are united. In fact, what do we mean by unity? Do we have to follow one opinion, or do we have to adhere to one school of thought, or do we have to think the same way and the only way? This is not true. If we think this is unity, I think we don't understand the hikmah, the wisdom from Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is clearly stated in the Quran in many places. Let me just go quickly with you. Allah Azza wa Jal, although Dr. Khalid Madkur quoted this ayah, which is in Surah Ar-Rum, he said, Allah Azza wa Jal, in the closest meaning, or let me quote it in Arabic first, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْعَالِمِينَ. Unfortunately, we read the Quran, whether those who understand the Arabic meaning of the Quran, or whether we read the translation or translations of the meaning of the Quran. We go through those ayat, but we do not stop by them or at them and reflect at those ayat. So this verse, in the closest meaning, Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ, some of his ayat, because he mentioned two ayahs in the same surah before this verse, and another two verses after this verse. Some of his ayat, some of his signs, the creation of the heavens and the earth, وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ, and the differences of your alsina, the tongues or languages, and your colors. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْعَالِمِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal ended this verse by إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْعَالِمِينَ. Indeed, in this ayah, in the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the differences of our languages and colors, ayat lil'alimin, for those who are understanding and comprehending. The alimin, which is the ulama, those who understand and reflect in the Quran. Another verse in Surah Ar-Rum, it's not in Surah Ar-Rum, actually it's in Surah Fatir. Allah Azza wa Jal says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ ثَمَرَاتٍ مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهَا وَمِنَ الْجِبَالِ جُدَدٌ بِيضٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهَا وَغَرَابِيبُ سُودٌ وَمِنَ النَّاسِ وَالدَّوَابِّ وَالْأَنْعَامِ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ كَذَلِكَ إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءُ. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. Don't you see that Allah Azza wa Jal brought the rain from the heavens, من السماء ماء. فأخرجنا به ثمرات. Then we raised the plants, ثمرات, fruits, مختلفا ألوانها, in different colors, مختلفا ألوانها. ومن الجبال, also in the mountains, جُدَدٌ بِيضٌ وَحُمْرٌ, that you will see patches, you will see roads in the mountains, on the mountains, whether white or in red. جُدَدٌ بِيضٌ وَغَرَابِيبُ سُودٌ. غَرَابِيبُ سُودٌ means that Allah Azza wa Jal also made the mountains in different colors, black, green, yellow, red, and so on. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, also from the human being, Allah Azza wa Jal made them different. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ وَالدَّوَابِّ, cattle, animals, وَالدَّوَابِّ, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ وَالدَّوَابِّ وَالْأَنْعَامِ كَذَلِكَ. So this is the same thing, that we made you different in colors and tongues or languages. Then Allah Azza wa Jal ended this verse, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ العلماء. Indeed, those who fear Allah Azza wa Jal are the ulama, the scholars. So if you want to test whether that person is a scholar or not, check whether he is fearing Allah Azza wa Jal or not. This is the criterion. This is your scale. If he is adhered to Allah Azza wa Jal, to the teaching of Allah Azza wa Jal, then he is among the scholars. Then he is among the ulama. Then he is deserved to be called alim or a scholar. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. A third verse in Surah Ar-Ra'd, which is very interesting, that Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us, even if you are or if you have something in the same environment with the same background, still part of the hikmah of Allah Azza wa Jal, that He will bring differences. In Surah Ar-Ra'd, Allah says, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ قِطَعٌ مُتَجَاوِرَاتٌ وَجَنَّاتٌ مِّنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَزَرْعٌ وَنَخِيلٌ صِنْوَانٌ وَغَيْرِ صِنْوَانٌ يُسْقَى بِمَاءٍ وَاحِدٍ وَنُفَضِّلُ بَعْضَهَا عَلَى بَعْضٍ فِي الْأُكُلِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. So Allah Azza wa Jal made even among the land, adjacent parts of the land, في الأرض قطع متجاورات, they are neighbors, just adjacent to each other, متجاورات, وجنات, also there are fields, farms, من أعناب, from grapes, من أعناب, وزرع, also plants, وزرع, مختلف, ونخيل, and palm trees, صِنْوَانٌ وَغَيْرُ صِنْوَانٌ, with roots and without roots. All of them are watered with the same water. So they are all those plants in the same area, in the same spot, and watered with the same water. وَنُفَضِّلُ بَعْضَهَا عَلَى بَعْضٍ فِي الْأُكُلِ. But we distinguish, we favor the taste and the flavor of each one over another. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يعقلون. Indeed, in those signs are signs, لآيات, verses or signs for those who have intellect, those who comprehend, those who understand. The shurah, the mufassirun, those who made the interpretation of this ayah, quoted the hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he told Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, you and I are from the same tree. So he did this verse and he said, we are from the same tree. So the same thing, we are human being, could be living in the same place. Also, we are given the same education, but still we differ from each other in our thinking, in the way we behave. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the Battle of Badr, after he got the prisoners, he came with Umar and Abu Bakr and he consulted with them. What should we do with them? So he wanted to hear from Abu Bakr and Umar. First, this is a surah. There is nothing wrong with it. As a hakim, you can bring your people and consult with them and see what they think. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, now we are weak financially and we need to attract the hearts of the disbelievers. So how about if we ask for ransom from the disbelievers and just let them go away, those prisoners? Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu said, no, no way. Just give this person, give him to his brother, let him chop his head. And that person, give him to his son, and he will kill him. And give Aqil to his brother, Ali ibn Abi Talib, and he will kill him. That's it. This is the hukum that I see. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not criticize any one of them. He said, Umar, you are like Nuh. Nuh alayhi salam in Surah Nuh, after he just gave up from his people that they will not become Muslims, he said, وَقَالَ نُوحَ رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ بِيَّارًا إِنَّكَ إِنْ تَذَرْهُمْ يُضِلُّ عِبَادَكَ وَلَا يَلِدُوا إِلَّا فَأَجْرًا كَفَّارًا. Oh Allah, do not let anybody on this earth, even if you leave them and they give birth, their children who will come later on, they will be kuffar. So just destroy them. And he said, also Musa alayhi salam said in Surah Yunus, وَقَالَ مُوسَى رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ آتَيْتَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَقَوْمَهُ زِينَةً وَأَمْوَالًا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا رَبَّنَا لِيُضِلُّ عَنْ سَبِيلِكَ رَبَّنَا اطْمِسْ عَلَى أَمْوَالِهِمْ وَاشْدُدْ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى رَوْا الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمَ. O Allah, you gave Fir'aun and his people wealth and beauty in this dunya. So because you gave them prosperity, they ran away. They went astray. So just destroy their wealth and conceal their hearts. Just seal it so they won't become believers. And even if they become believers, let them become believers until they see the punishment. That's one methodology. This is one personality. And he said, Abu Bakr, you are like Ibrahim alayhi salam. He said, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا وَاجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَنْ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامَ رَبِّ إِنَّهُنَّ أَضَلَّنَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. O Allah, make this place a holy place and protect me from worshipping the idols as well as protect my children. فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي, those who will follow me, they will be from me, فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And who will disobey me, you are غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, forgiving and merciful. See what he said? So he
he is asking forgiveness for those who will or might disobey him.
And he said also Isa alayhi salam, when Allah asked him and told him, وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ مَا كَانَ لِي أَنْ أَقُولَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِحَقٍّ إِنْ كُنْتُ قُلْتُهُ فَقَدْ عَلِمْتَهُ تَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي وَلَا أَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِكَ إِنَّكَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ مَا قُلْتُ لَهُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَمَرْتَنِي بِهِ أَنْ أَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ وَكُنْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا مَا دُمْتُ فِيهِمْ فَلَمَّا تَوَفَّيْتَنِي كُنْتَ أَنْتَ الرَّقِيبَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَنْتَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٌ إِنْ تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فإنهم عبادك وإن تغفر لهم فإنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم quoted this ayah from the end of Surah Al-Ma'idah, that when Allah عز وجل asked Isa عليه السلام, the son of Mary, did you ask your people to worship you and worship your mother? He said, أستغفر الله, glory to you, ما قلت لهم. Then until he said, إن تعذبهم فإنهم عبادك, but if you worship them, those are your slaves, those are your servants. وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. First, he said, even if you punish them, like when you tell somebody, if you punish your son, he is your son and you are the father. وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ, but if you forgive them, you are العزيز الحكيم, the exalted, the wise, سبحانه وتعالى. This is the nature of the people. So when we have differences among us, one is because of the nature of the human being. Second, if we look at the text, whether the Quran and the Sunnah, although I'm sure that Sheikh Abdullah might shed some light, Sheikh Abdullah Nayya, on this part, but let me go quickly over it, يعني, with your permission. The nature of the textual evidence, the Quran and the Sunnah. The ulama differed because we have what the ulama said, قطعي الثبوت and ظني الثبوت. There are certain ahadith. We're not talking about the Quran. The Quran, all of it is قطعي الثبوت. All of it. It's proven that this book of Allah, this book is from Allah Azza wa Jal. The ahadith, there are certain ahadith that we have doubts whether they came from the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal or not. That's why the ulama went and brought this methodology of hadith, which is hadith sahih, authentic, or hasan, or weak, or very weak, and so on. Then we have what we call قطعي الدلالة وظني الدلالة. So understanding the text itself, whether it is your 100%, this is in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, or in the hadith, or not. That's why the ulama differed in this. And Allah Azza wa Jal, part of His hikmah, made this in the Quran and also made it to happen in the Sunnah. Otherwise, Allah Azza wa Jal, before creating us, He would knew that He will create the people and they will differ and they will come up with those opinions. If He wanted, لفعل, He would have done it. ولو شاء ربك لجعل الناس أمة واحدة ولا يزالون مختلفين ولذلك خلقه as one with one opinion, أمة واحدة, to come with one understanding, he would have made it. It is easy for him. ولا يزالون مختلفين, but still they are differing with each other. إلا من رحم ربك. Take the very classical example in Surah البقرة. والمطلقات يتربصن بأنفسهن ثلاثة قروء. Those who are divorced should remain before marrying another person, or to be called like the عدة, ثلاثة قروء. Is the قرء, the قرء, is it the period of purity or the period of menstruation? The ulama differed. This is known as الأضداد, the opposite. Some people would say, okay, why should we follow this madhab? Because they're saying it is period of tahr, period of purity or it's the period of menstruation. Just go to the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Sahaba themselves differed. They did not come with the same opinion, whether it's all of them, they came with tuhur, which is the period of purity, or the period of menstruation. So, if you're still searching this issue, I guarantee you, until the last day of judgment, you will not, and don't try it, you will not, to bring all the people under one understanding. It is impossible, because every single one would have his or her evidence, and strong evidence, from the Arabic language, as well as from the text itself, and from the practice of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Again, from the Al-Bad, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسَ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسَ. When the layl is عَسْعَسَ, عَسْعَسَ in the Arabic language means أَقْبَلَ and أَدْبَرَ, came and went. So, is it the beginning of the night or the end of the night? Beginning of the night, it means it's Maghrib, or end of the night, it means it's Fajr. So, and so on. Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah Al-Ma'idah, وَإِذَا قُمْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَاغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ وَامْسِحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ. So, when you want to go and pray, and you want to make wudu, if you don't have wudu, then wash your faces and wash your hands all the way to the elbows and wipe your heads. The ulama differed. وَامْسِحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ, wipe your head. Is it all of the head? One fourth of it? Part of it? The reason is, Allah Azza wa Jal did not say all of your head. He said, بِرُؤُسِكُمْ. And the ba in the Arabic language is, according to some ulama, لِلْتَبْعِيضِ, تَبْعِيضِ, which means partially. So if I would say, أَمْسِكْ بِثَوْبِ فُلَانِ, hold with my toe, you won't, and you will not hold all of it. You will just hold part of it. While some ulama said, no, it is all the head. Allah Azza wa Jal said, well, and those are the Hanafi school. They said, Allah is saying, وَلْيَطَّوَّفُوا بِالْبَيْتِ الْعَتِيقِ. They should make tawaf by the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Bayt al-Atiq. And nobody is saying, even other school of thoughts, that you just make part of the tawaf. I just started. طيب. وَلِيَطَّوَّفُوا بِالْبَيْتِ الْعَتِيقِ. So, you have to make tawaf with all the bayt. So, again and again and again, you will find this issue. So, it is the nature of the human being, it is the nature of the text itself, it is the nature of the Arabic language. So, the Sahaba differed, Sheikh Abdullah bin Bayyah quoted some of them yesterday, the Tabi'in differed, and the tabi'in differed, and all the four scholars for this four school of thoughts differed, but their hearts did not. Their hearts did not. So let me just quote you a very quick example from Ibn Abbas and Zayd ibn Thabit radiyallahu anhuma wa ardahum. Ibn Abbas thinks that if a person dies and he leaves his brother and his grandfather, the grandfather will eliminate taking anything part of the wealth. While Zayd ibn Thabit would say no, they will share. This is in the law of inheritance. So one day he said, I wish those who disagree with me and differ with me, in this case, we go to the Kaaba and we make mubahala, which means we swear that the one who is lying, that the curse of Allah Azza wa Jal will descend and attack him. Yet, Ibn Abbas went to Zayd ibn Thabit one day and he saw him riding on his animal and he held the leash of his animal. Zayd said, تنحى يا ابن رسول الله or ابن عم رسول الله. please stay away, because part of the adab, it's not properly right to hold the leash of the animal of somebody while he is riding. So he said, هكذا أمرنا أن نفعل بعلمائنا. That's how we've been treated and commanded and ordered to treat our scholars. Because he told Zayd, you are my scholar. At the same time, Zayd ibn Thabit told Ibn Abbas, show me your hand. He took it and he kissed it. He said, and that's how we were commanded how to treat the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There is a high adab. There is a high courtesy among them. Although they differed to the extent that he would swear that the liar, Allah Azza wa Jal, will curse him. Take another example from the Tabi'in, or Tabi'in, Shafi'i and Imam Ahmad rahimahumullah. They differed in several rulings. But Imam Ahmad about Imam Shafi'i, and the same thing Imam Shafi'i about the Imam Ahmad. One day that Imam Ahmad told Ishaq when he came to Mecca, come, I'll show you somebody that you never seen anybody like him in Mecca. He took him and he showed him, that's the man. And he was Imam Shafi'i radiallahu anhu. And it happened the same case. Imam Ahmad was holding the leash of the animal of Imam Shafi'i while he was riding Imam Shafi'i. So Ibn Ma'in saw this situation and went to the son of Imam Ahmad. He said, your father is big scholar, and I saw him in a situation that I disliked. He said, what was it? He said, he was holding the leash of the animals of Imam Shafi'i while he was riding and he was walking, Imam Ahmad, your father. He said, why did he do that? He said, I don't know. He said, I will ask him. So he said, that's what Ibn Na'in was saying. And he is questioning the situation. He said, tell him, if he wants the knowledge, he should come and hold the leash from the other side. So this is the high adab among them. I don't know if you are serious about this 5 minutes or not. But let me try to just sum up. If you want to live in a very peaceful life with having and allowing the differences, you should have three things. Ilm, more knowledgeable you are, the more tolerant you are. There is a very highly positive, according to the statistician, highly correlated, highly positive correlation between knowledge and tolerance. The more you get the knowledge, the more you become tolerant. So the more you are exposed to people, the more you are exposed to other cultures, the more you are exposed to other opinions, the more you become tolerant. And that's why rarely you will see fighting or disputes among the big scholars. And the Prophet ﷺ proved that in the hadith, when a person came and killed 99 persons. So he went and asked a abid, or he said, the loony ala, so show me somebody that I can ask about what I committed. So he went to him, and the Prophet ﷺ said, to Allah, added. They went and took him to a worshipper, a person without knowledge. And he said, I committed a big sin. I killed 99 persons. Do you think that Allah will forgive me or not? He said, of course not. You've killed 99 persons. So he killed him. So he completed the 100 and left. So he said, Dulluni ala. So show me somebody that I can ask. Then the Prophet ﷺ in the hadith, he said, then they took him and led him to
a scholar, a person with the knowledge. So he went and asked him, I killed 100 persons. Do you think that Allah will forgive me? He said, of course. Nobody can stop you from forgiveness. Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive your sins with sincere tawbah. Second thing is al-hilm, the third forbearance. You have to be a halim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the leaders of the hulama, the leaders of those who have this passion, this forbearance. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while he was making tawaf, a person was behind him and he was planning to kill him. He was holding his sword. Jibreel descended immediately and came to the Prophet ﷺ and he said, somebody was behind you and he was planning to kill you. So he turned his whole body as he used to the Prophet ﷺ and he held the person and he said, what were you talking to yourself? He said, nothing. He got scared. So the Prophet ﷺ put his behind him and he was planning to kill him. He was holding his sword. Jibreel descended immediately and came to the Prophet ﷺ and he said, somebody was behind you and he was planning to kill you. So he turned his whole body as he used to the Prophet ﷺ and he held the person and he said, what were you talking to yourself? He said, nothing. He got scared. So the Prophet ﷺ put his hand on his heart and he made dua for him. So he felt the tranquility. So then he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. He became Muslim. He didn't call his Sahaba radiallahu anhum wa ardahum. This is an attempt of assassinating the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So go ahead and kill him. He said, by Allah, that person, I came while you are the worst enemy on the earth to me. And now you are the best person on the earth to me. Do ask me anything that I will do for you. So he changed him immediately. Imam Shafi'i, somebody came to him and he wanted to test his hilm. He wanted to intimidate him. He said, I will borrow from next year, if that's possible. If I'm invited for next year, then I'll borrow 5 minutes. So he came to Imam Shafi'i radiallahu anhu and he asked him, who is better, you or the tail of a dog? Imam Shafi'i did not get angry, did not hit him or say shame on you. He said, see, if I pass the sirat, the bridge between the hellfire and Jannah, then I am better than the tail of the dog. If I don't pass the bridge, then the tail of the dog is better than me. Period. That's how he concluded this. But this with the hilm. The third one is generosity. You have to be kareem. Let me conclude with a final, inshallah, golden statement. Treat the people the way you want to be treated. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك ونتوب اليك. Sorry, I wanted to say a lot, although I didn't want to waste your time, but يعني that's nice of you to listen to me, and please forgive my ignorance and the lack of